The Senate is poised to pass a short-term extension of the highway bill yet again, meaning there will be no amendments desired by some in the Agriculture Committee. Dan Meisner with U.S. Custom Harvester says they've been hoping for an amendment that would exempt the agriculture industry from the requirement to obtain a hazardous material endorsement while operating a service vehicle carrying diesel fuel in quantities of 1,000 gallons or less.
We have been fighting this issue since 1993, and what it would allow us to do right now, the custom harvester through a seasonal Class B CDL can haul up to 1,000 gallons of fuel without a hazardous materials endorsement. And what we're wanting to do is change that from a seasonal Class B to a Class A. All the trucks have changed, technology's changed, we're all running Class A trucks now. We've had the bill introduced three times before in the past sessions. This year, we've had it introduced again in this Congress session. It did pass through the Senate committee. It is in the full Senate transportation bill. Right now, without that seasonal Class B, we can only haul 119 gallons of fuel at a time. It takes three trips just to fill up one combine or one chopper. When you get multiple machines in the field, there we can have one employee that's all he doing is hauling fuel back and forth from the station. So it would help us be able to get our crops out in a more timely fashion.
In addition, the short-term extension makes it unlikely that either proposed solution in the Senate to country of origin labeling for meat will be included in a highway bill at this time. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that would mean both Senator Roberts' amendment to repeal the law and the voluntary option proposed by Senators Stabenow and Hoeven, which he supports.
There's a lot of things people would like to put on the highway bill, and it's got tough sledding already. And I don't know whether McConnell would be very happy to loading it down with things even like what I want, let's say the Hoeven bill. Or would he want to face a possible filibuster on a Roberts bill on that cool subject? So I think that it's going to have to be handled separately.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.